kind of people, basically, anybody that's for McGovern now is not going to be helping any reason to be on.
That's right.
That's the thing that they don't realize, so what the hell? All we do is jeopardize the right.
What you do is you strengthen our own, you strengthen the attitude of people, you don't win any votes.
I think if we could pick a time for a settlement, right after the election.
The time to pick would be, November 15th.
Sure. I know, but we can't do that, because the pressure might come off if it's not settled, and it might, but is it?
You can't.
We gotta live with this damn war. Therefore, there's pressure on them to settle now.
You can't run the risk of.
And also, it's too far down the pipe, I mean, that's the way things go. So, I didn't want to have to be worried, except that, as I said, it's very, very, we have given him a much clearer appreciation of what's really involved. And it's interesting that the girlfriend had called me, that's the point that I've been trying to make to him for months, weeks. I said, I mean, don't settle a bill because of the election, you don't need it, it can only be a risk.
She's down for the weekend, I talked to her a few minutes.
She's bright as hell.
And she was in, she told Henry that, and then he came in to me, and, you know, all worried, and said, she says, you know, it's good, I said, Jesus, Henry, what do you think we've been saying all this time?
It's all right, I told her, I mean, it's a good piece as quick as you can, I said, you can't on the way.
It's interesting, another thing she said, you know, the guy head of her office runs the telephone operation, she said on their telephone, they're only calling Democrats, registered Democrats.
What area?
New York City area.
New York City?
Bronx, Brooklyn.
Bronx, Brooklyn.
Manhattan. They're calling Democrats, and she said that they're getting about 54% of the Democrats for Nixon. And she said they're asking, they do it both ways, they call the people, they say, this is a committee to re-elect the president, you know, and so on. And they figure they get a phony vote, but then they call the same people back 2 weeks later.
Say it's a committee to elect the government?
No. And say, this is the American Institute of Public Opinion or something, you know, we're taking the poll, who are you going to vote for? And they get the same answers. And she said the interesting thing is that it went up noticeably and stayed up right after McGovern's Vietnam speech. And she said, especially was that true among the Irish areas.
Well, except that that's why we can take the risk, Bob, on the peace issue. We've got to take a neck down. And as I said,
I've been issued no. It'd be awful hard to do. Pretty much have to take the peace issue.
Love for them to deal with other situation, for example. Can you delay 1 week keeping those poor bastards in that pen over there? You know, can you kill one other man? North or south? If you had to delay it, that's my point. I said to Henry, I said, don't let the election interfere either way.
Right.
That's the point I made. I said, that's the right thing to do. I said, now the risks are considerable because peace is a fragile thing.
But
and let's suppose that we make it, and we announce a ceasefire, then there'll be break. Reaches of it, you know, everybody will worry.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I don't know.
Of course, the timing of it's also good for that people. There's much time for it.
There could be breaches. I don't mean on either side.
Yeah.
It's not even Jesus Christ. The American people are not going to say, God, we're not going to hell with Nixon and go to McGovern. That's the point. If there were somebody on the right, that would be different. But there's the other point. Is I don't think we're going to lose anything. Even if the thing screws up to an extent, we are going to gain my name. So, do what's right.
Well, that's the right day to do it Friday. Do it at the end of the week. You pile up the